just want to take a moment to welcome all the brethren that are here today. We thank you for coming. We're going to say it now, and we will say it if the Lord kept us here at the end of the conference. Please bring our love and greetings to your saints locally. Many of us are accustomed at this time to be at Queen, Pennsylvania, and hear the most wonderful announcements by Uncle Charlie. And one of which was about parking. You can park any way you want. The saints locally are exercised about faithfulness, especially faithfulness of the Lord Jesus. So this morning we are going to take up different portions in the three sessions. The first portion, Brother Matthew Glazer is going to read it for us. Our brother Emil will introduce it to us. I just want to read a verse before we start, and I will sit down. And that is a very known verse from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. It's a verse for all of us, including myself. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. I'm going to encourage the saints, those who participate, to make it brief, the brethren to stick with the subject. It's very easy for us to go from Dan to Bathsheba. We just want to concentrate, if you will, on the portion that is before us. And may the Lord add his blessing.
Start reading in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 14. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command the stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up to the high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for it is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from him. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus answering, said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out the fame of him through all the region of Galilee.